been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's Halloween. It's the October 31st trick-or-treat edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And so far, it's a treat. We'll see if we can keep that treat in our candy bucket before the market closes here later today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 281 points. It's back above 25,000. In fact, it's at 25,161. Then that works out to 1.2%. The S&P 500 is up 1.3% right now. It's up 35 points to 2717. The NASDAQ, doing the best of all, would suggest maybe quite a bit of short covering here this morning right out of the gate, because a lot of those NASDAQ stocks heavily shorted right now. The NASDAQ is up 157 points. It's up 2.2%. It's at 7,318. The Russell 2000 up 1%. It's the weakest performer of the indexes today, U.S. indexes. It's up 1%. That compares to the NASDAQ, which is up 2.2%. Russell 2000, obviously, the small cap index. We have crude oil down another 34 cents. It's had a very bad 4, 5, 6 week stretch of time. Crude oil is down at $65.84. Gold continues to hover right around that $1,200 mark. It's at $1,214 today, down $10.90 per ounce. The dollar broke out to new highs, 52-week highs, with King Dollar Larry Kudlow and King Dollar Arthur Laffer in there. And we've got the 10-year yield right now at 3.15%, moving back up once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from a very sunny Charleston, South Carolina today, looking out to the west, the shores of the Ashley River. Well, you know what? The market was perched on a precipice yesterday, Tuesday, October 30th. Write that date down. Maybe that was the final washout. But I can just tell you, as a guy that looks at a lot of charts while the market is open, before the market's open, after the market's open, weekends, etc., I saw a lot of stocks that were ready to burst. Their dams were ready to burst, and the water was ready to go pouring over the breach in the dam. I saw Microsoft perched on a precipice. I saw Netflix perched on a precipice. I saw Amazon hanging on to their last bastions of support yesterday. And then in the last hour of the day, the buying started to come in. Now, I don't know if it was buying programs. I don't know if it was the Fed. Who knows what it was? But something turned the market around yesterday, really on a dime. Just as the NASDAQ was ready to break through the dam, breach the dam, and go rushing down the river, taking with it a lot of people living downstream. Well, stocks then, with about an hour left in the day on Tuesday, they snap back. I can't give you a reason. I would say more than likely trading programs. And the S&P ended up green, and pushing the S&P back into the green just barely for the year, and pulling it out of correction territory. Now, why I bring this up, the significance of that may be that yesterday was the washout day. We have now put in a bottom in the S&P 500. You can look that up and see what it is. I'll try to get to it here later in the show. We've now put in a bottom in the NASDAQ, and we've now put in a bottom in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's what yesterday's action and today's follow-through would suggest. But the Dow was down 6% last month. The S&P was down 8% last month. And the NASDAQ was down about 11% last month. It was the worst month since May of 2010. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel. Finally, we are seeing some follow-through today. The first time in a long time on some very positive action yesterday. Late in the day. Weak early in the day, strong late in the day. And lately it's been just the opposite, right? It's been strong early in the day, which is why it'll be so interesting to see where today's market closes and then weakens during the day. Yesterday it was just the opposite. It was weak in the morning, ready to go over a cliff, and then a flood of buying came in. So we'll see. Well, we take a look at the globe before we narrow it down to the U.S. and then down to the indexes and then down to the asset classes and then down to the sectors and then down to the individual stocks. Let's begin globally here and work our way down. Japan was up 2.2% overnight. It took a cue from Wall Street. Hong Kong was up 1.6%. Maybe the emerging markets have put in a bottom here. And the international, the beleaguered international markets have put in a bottom finally. If they have, there's surely some stunning bargains in the emerging markets and in the international markets, which have just been clobbered here in 2018. India's up 1.4% overnight. Paris up 2%. So that's good to see. Those are some very, very positive signs as we get ready to start a new month. November starts tomorrow. Hallelujah. Goodbye, October. We have some news from a central bank. This should come as no surprise that the Bank of Japan opted to hold rates at minus 0.1%. That's right. The Bank of Japan will pay you to borrow money at its October meeting. They also trimmed inflation forecast and saying they will purchase 10-year Japanese government bonds to maintain the yield at around 0%. That's Abenomics. That's what President Obama attempted here in the U.S. by surviving on monetary policy alone. And that's what Japan's plan is. But they continue to have very anemic growth in Japan. Chinese stocks, let's take a look. Let's pull up FXI. Why is that important? Because China has had a lot to do with the market this year. It's too early to call a bottom there. The China market has attempted many bottoms. Each one has failed. Going clear back to February of this year, it's an attempting a new bottom here. Maybe this is the ultimate bottom. We'll just have to see. But there was another weak reading coming in on the Chinese economy. The official manufacturing PMI index came in at 50.2, short of estimates. The China's economy continues to weaken. I would think they would be willing to bargain and smoke the peace pipe. But you've got pride and stubbornness on both sides of the, on each continent. And we'll see who's going to win this, this bargaining war. We had a very strong jobs number this morning. You know, there's still maybe a 10% chance of a recession over the next 12 months. That would be one of the facts that would lead me to say, you know, we've got a total buy signal flat out on the market, which I have not done yet. I put out a buy on the market in 2009, March 27th. You would have to see a higher percentage of the U.S. going into a recession than the current number of about 10%. And that number is not going any higher today, the probability of a recession, with a very strong ADP jobs number report. The October ADP jobs report came in at 227,000 versus 189,000. That was the expectation. And, of course, this Friday we'll get the non-farm payroll report. Why don't they count the farmers? I don't know. Is that fair? But anyways, we still have a very strong jobs market in the U.S. And on the one hand, you could say, well, that's really good for the economy, Gunderson, and no chance of a recession out there, really, that we can see on the horizon. But doesn't that mean the Fed will almost surely raise interest rates once again in December? Well, I think they're going to do that. We're going to do that with or without today's jobs report. I think you can almost count on a Fed hike, the fourth one this year before the year is out. Well, what's moving today? Boy, that's critical. Let's watch that when we come back and analyze it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Lynette, now that we've talked a little bit about the globe, let's step back now and look at the overall markets. A little bit of technical levels here, and then we'll dig into the stocks that are moving in the markets today. I would just say that underneath the surface, that this market move is not as strong as maybe it appears. But it's not bad, all right? It's starting to build on the momentum that it came out of the gate with. So the jury's still out on where we finish today. Now let's look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. If you're looking for the bottom seems to have been, or have, you know, in the past has been right about 24,000. That seems to be a pretty firm floor on the Dow. We came pretty close to that here 3 days ago. That was on Monday, the day that the Dow was down. In fact, that could have been the bottom right there. The day that the market was down 245 points. That was Monday, 2 days ago. We got as low as 24,122. Back in, June of this year, we got to 24,000. And earlier in April and May time period, we also were right about that level. So let's just call the bottom. If I'm right, and the Dow put in a bottom on Monday, and I'm saying the NASDAQ probably put in a bottom yesterday, then 24,000 is your downside risk on the Dow. That seems to be where the firm footing is. Now, if we were to crater through that, that would not be a good sign. Then all bets are off, okay? Now let's just take a look real quickly here at the Dow Jones Transportation Index. Now, that's the old Dow theory. The transport index breaks first. Well, the transport index came right back to its February low of this year and bounced off of that. So you could say that the transportation index has put in a big double bottom here, which is bullish. Obviously, the Dow Jones Transportation Index, which yesterday threatened to break down, it slipped below that support level back in February and then recovered. And it's bouncing hard today off of that. And as I say, I think we averted a disaster yesterday, a technical disaster, that is. Only time will tell, but that's what it's appearing like right now. Now let's look at the NASDAQ, which, if I'm right, the NASDAQ put in a bottom yesterday. To me, the NASDAQ bottom, right around 6,900 to 7,000, right in there. And where did we get down to yesterday? Well, on Friday, we got clear down to that number. Bounced off of it. Yesterday, it tried to break that number. Bounced off of that heavily. In fact, it got to 7,000 yesterday. Let's call the NASDAQ bottom 7,000. Keep it simple. The Dow bottom is 24,000. The NASDAQ bottom is 7,000. I'm thinking that as the bottoms that have now been put in the market. That does not mean that we will not go back and test those bottoms. But it's nice to have a bottom put in there, right? Okay? At least for now, that's the way it looks. Now let's go to the S&P 500. That's real easy. The bottom's 2,600. And we're bouncing hard off of that. So Those are the three really critical numbers for me. The Dow 24,000, the NASDAQ 7,000, and the S&P 500 2,600. Those are the three big ones to watch. Okay, now let's go into those indexes and see where the leadership is today. Okay, so we'll go into the components of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has been under some real pressure here recently, threatening to break that 24,000 bottom, but it didn't break. The leaders today seem to be the ones that were perched on the precipice yesterday. Caterpillar up 3.4% today. Let me just look at a chart of Caterpillar. Well, yeah, it does look to me like maybe a bottom's been put in there in Caterpillar. Visa, which breached yesterday. In fact, I lost Visa to a sell stop. It is up 3.3% today, maybe the bottom. That appears to be a bottom on Visa. I sent out a live trading alert yesterday that Microsoft was poised to breach the dam. Well, it held. And Microsoft bottomed out at $100 per share. It's up 3.1% today. The next one that I'll mention, these are the four leaders today. Caterpillar, Visa, Microsoft. Boeing would be the fourth. Boeing breached its support level and is storming back. I'll tell you what really hurt Boeing big time was the news from Bloomberg, which appears to be not true, that Trump is prepared to put tariffs on everything that comes from China. The White House denied that story. But on Monday, it cratered Boeing and the market and the Dow. I don't know. Just from my perspective, I've seen attacks on several major stocks which influence the entire index. We saw the other Bloomberg story a few weeks ago attacking Apple and Amazon, the two A's in FANG, and that story appears to be completely false. I'm just saying, okay? That's my observation. Now let's go to the S&P 500. The S&P 500, which appears to now have put in a bottom, where are the leaders in the S&P 500 today? Keurig Dr. Pepper, that stock is actually breaking out. KDP to a new 52-week high. They own the Keurig machine. They own Dr. Pepper, other brands. Okay, this is in the S&P 500. Other leaders in the S&P, Netflix, up 7.3% today. Netflix was perched on the edge of the dam yesterday, ready to jump, and it barely held, and it's following through today. Facebook up 6.6% today after hitting a new 52-week low yesterday. GM is helping today with better-than-expected earnings. It's up 6.6% today. Intuitive Surgical up 5.3%. MasterCard up 5.2%. Those are the leaders in the S&P today. Now let's look at the NASDAQ real quickly here and see where the leadership is coming from. Netflix, number one. I got to believe there's a lot of short covering involved there in Netflix. It's ditto with Facebook. Netflix up 7.3% today. Facebook up 6.6%. They're still way, way below where I sold them. And Amazon is too. Amazon up 4.6% today. Now, when we come back, we'll get into some individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Our rally's still intact. In fact, gathering some steam right here. Very encouraging. It's looking more and more like October 30th, around 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, was the bottom during this current sell-off in the market, this correction in the market, which I still believe strongly that it was a correction. It is a correction. It's not the beginning of a new bear market. Now, Sarasota, I will be speaking there on Thursday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon to the American Association of Individual Investors Sarasota chapter. You can go to my website if you want to attend that meeting. They've got their own rules. It's a club. They do their own thing. But I'm able to invite my folks as long as you go through the American Association of Individual Investors protocol. That's Thursday at 4 p.m. Now, as of now, my appointments are full, but I have opened up Tuesday, November the 13th. Tuesday, November the 13th. You'll be meeting with me on Tuesday, November the 13th, if you would like to meet with me while I'm in Sarasota. Wednesday, Thursday are full. Friday's newsletter, travel day. But Tuesday is available, November 13th. I finish my show at 11 a.m. in Sarasota. I'm available to meet after that time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I might be able to work in one really early in the morning, like in the 7 or 8 o'clock area, okay? You can reach us at 855-611-BEST to grab one of those spots, 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, here's an interesting article that shows up in the Wall Street Journal. Finally, something useful from the Wall Street Journal, other than lining my birdcage. The Wall Street Journal reports that the pace of biotech IPOs is on track for a near-record year. Well, I've been saying that since the beginning of the year. Many of these IPOs are high risk due to being in the earlier stages of development. The public funding rush has been heavily influenced by the FDA's willingness to accelerate approval for promising drugs. Well, that doesn't mean that all of these $5 and $10 biotechs coming public are going to get their drug rushed to approval. Most of them, the vast majority of them, don't even have a drug. And there has been a risk appetite here in 2018, which kind of dissipated during the month of October. But I continue to say that this biotech frenzy of IPOs, very reminiscent of the dot-com frenzy back in 2000, the recent cannabis frenzy, the Bitcoin frenzy, the single-family home frenzy, none of those ended well. So I continue to watch the inverse biotech ETFs. Through mid-October, 52 biotechs have raised $5.8 billion in IPO proceeds, the third most all-time high after the $8.1 billion raised in 2014. That was the year the biotechs crashed. 2013, the biotechs were on fire. So what happens? You got all of these guys coming to the public markets with their hands out, and they get as much money as they want. And then the biotechs crashed in 14. The third highest was in the year 2000. What happened in the year 2000? Am I predicting a biotech crash in 2019? Well, there are a lot of signs that point to that. Maybe the high has been put in the biotech sector. At least 8 more biotechs are on deck for IPOs this year, including NGM Biopharmaceuticals with its mid-stage candidate for a type of fatty liver disease. You don't want a fatty liver. Keep your eye on the biotechs. When were the peaks of money raising? 2000? 2014, which is actually the year after they crashed, and then this year, 2018. General Motors, part of the big move today, they beat by 62 cents. Do you think I'm really shopping in the car auto industry for leading stocks with all the tariffs on steel taking place? Well, General Motors did beat earnings. It looks like maybe General Motors has put in a bottom for now. And the stock is up 8.4% today. GE yesterday, was that the ultimate bottom? No, it's going lower today. It's at $9.98 today. It's under $10 per share. Yet up steps, who's doing this? I can't tell. General Electric has been upgraded to a buy from neutral at UBS. UBS steps up to the plate, says buy it here. $9.92. They have a $13 price target on this year. You know how many times I've heard in the last 2 years that it's time to buy GE? Well, now it's UBS telling me, is screaming at me, buy GE. Well, I'm going to put on my earphones and listen to some Grateful Dead music instead. Clorox. There's a barn burner, but Clorox is a big influential stock. They beat by 5 cents. They beat on revenues. The market didn't like the guidance, and that stock is down 3.6% today. Anthem, the national anthem, having a pretty decent day. It's up 1.7% today. They beat by 11 cents. Another soggy stock in the news today, eBay. Yes, that's right, eBay. Have you looked at a one-year chart on eBay lately? Have you looked at a three-year chart on eBay? None of them look good. Have you sold your chart of eBay on eBay? eBay hit a new 52-week low yesterday. It's bouncing a little bit today, 3.9% to the plus side. But here's the problem. Over the last 5 years, eBay's earnings have been shrinking by 4% per year. Boy, I remember when eBay was one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. That was quite some time ago. Okay, I mentioned this next stock, Markel. MKL, which is an insurance company, which many have called the miniature Berkshire Hathaway. It has put up some pretty good performance numbers over the years, and I know recently I've seen headlines and teasers for the Motley Fool's double buy alert. Double buy, triple buy, quadruple buy, ultra buy. I don't know. You put as many superlatives in front of it as you want to. The stock hit a new 52-week low yesterday. Markel, it's a $15 billion insurer, but they invest much in the fashion of Mr. Buffett. They beat earnings today. The stock is up 0.4%. Baxter, I continue to see weakness in the medical sector. Many of the former high flyers, the Abiomeds of the world, the Invisaligns of the world, today it's Baxter breaking down. Baxter down 7.6% this morning. Let's check out how the consumer is doing. Are you in line at Taco Bell right now to get your breakfast burrito? I would never be in line at Taco Bell to get my breakfast burrito, but I know there's a lot of people that are. Yum Brands is thanking Taco Bell for their big beat in earnings this morning. Growth at Taco Bell, 5%. Pizza Hut down 1%. KFC up 3%. The stock having a very good day. Yum Brands up 4.7%. Is that not a good bellwether for the consumer? Now, that would be another indication that we're headed into a recession, to see a softening consumer. Now, I've seen some softening in the high end, When you look at Gucci purses and things like that, there's been some softness. You can look at, what's the stock that owns all of the luxury brands? Well, LVMH Moët over in Europe. And then Tapestry here in the U.S. weak lately. But Yum Brands, the consumer is still buying pizzas, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Taco Bell. A couple more consumer stocks when we come back. It's Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Once again, I have opened up Tuesday. That is November. Boy, time moves fast. November the 13th at the Westin Hotel in Sarasota. That's the big monster that they built right on the corner there in downtown Sarasota. You can't miss it. I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday, appointments full. I've opened up Tuesday. If you'd like to meet with me while I'm in Sarasota. Tuesday, November 13th, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Okay, let's just continue to check on the consumer here. How about Dine Brands International? Another bellwether. I call it the pancake indicator because they do own 3,722 IHOP and Applebee's restaurants. Wow, people eating out still. They're still putting butter on those pancakes. Look at this. Dine Brands up 4% today, nearing a new all-time high. We've also got Yum Brands breaking out, which shows good strength there, a lot of consumer. How about Habit Restaurants? Make it a habit. I've eaten at Habit restaurants. They seem to be more on the West Coast than the East Coast. Habit having a good day. Also, Habit restaurants had shining earnings. Now, is this because of the consumer or is this because of consumers' taste changing? I say it's because of consumers' taste changing. Kellogg's of Battle Creek doing battle today with the Bears. It is down 8.4%. That stock is as soggy as a bowl of cornflakes that have been sitting out overnight in skim milk. Oh, my dad, he loved Frosted Flakes. That was his favorite flavor of cereal. A lot of times when there was nothing else in the house for dessert, he would grab some Frosted Flakes and some milk and enjoy himself. But apparently America not in the cold cereal mode much. Kellogg's down 8.2% today. Okay, one last story here. Here come the robots. Well, with a job market, an unemployment rate at 3.9%, is it time to turn to the robots? Albertsons brings in robots for online orders. Boy, I'd hate to run into one of those guys into the traffic aisle. It's bad enough, someone that just gets off of work and they got to pick up groceries for dinner that night, and they're coming down the aisle, and I'm just standing there minding my own business, and here they come. Get out of the way. Oh, I've been run over several times. Well, imagine a robot coming down the aisle at you. Automation continues to evolve in the grocery sector with Albertsons looking to computerize the packaging of its online grocery orders via a trial partnership with Takeoff Technologies. Instead of workers walking around the store to pick up items for delivery, artificial intelligence-enabled technology and robotic conveyors will bring the goods to an Albertsons employee who will manually compile the order. You see, there's still got to be that person in there somewhere in the mix. That's why I don't like this robotic move in investing. Let the robots choose your asset allocation and automatically. I mean, that's basically what the wealth managers do today. Anyways, here's one more. Waymo. Okay, I'm out of California. Waymo, the self-driving unit of Google parent Alphabet, has become the first company to receive a green light from the state of California to operate driverless vehicles without a backup driver in the front seat. Okay, no driver. Now, Arizona, this goes even further than what they did in Arizona, although I think there were some driverless cars in Arizona, at least some people driving like there's no driver in the car in Arizona. The permit for Waymo includes day and night testing on city streets and rural roads. So don't stay out late in California, even in foggy or light rain conditions. And on highways with posted speed limits of up to 65 miles per hour. Well, where can you do 65 miles per hour in L.A.? Certainly not on the 405 coming home. You're lucky to do 5 miles per hour. One more thing. You know, I think people are going to start looking at some of these. I see that Stanley Black & Decker is coming out with a bond offering. Now, just so you know what you can get if you're willing to tie up your money for the next 10 years with Stanley Black & Decker, they'll pay you 4.25%. Okay, and if you hold that bond until maturity, well, that's not a bad return. The next one that caught my eye is Vector Group. They're a cigarette maker. Vector has priced 10.5% senior notes. If you're willing to lend Vector in the cigarette industry money for the next 8 years, they'll pay you 10.5% per year and then give you back your original investment at the end of the term. The only problem is when they've got to pay 10.5% for money, that tells you that there's some very high risk. Nevertheless, that's what we call a junk bond. I don't have a 800 number where you can call to pick up some of these 10.5% senior notes, which are due in 2026. But Vector will pay you 10.5%. One last one. Now, here's how you judge quality. Ameritrade reports a pricing of $400 million in senior fixed-rate notes. They'll only pay you 3.75%, however, and these notes are due 4 years from now. So that's an update on your corporate bond world. Two more biotechs go public today, Orchard Therapeutics and Twist Biosciences. Okay, if you'd like to meet with me, Tuesday, November 13th in Sarasota at the Westin Hotel in downtown Sarasota. You can call us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Now, you don't have to live in Sarasota to talk to me or one of my assistants. We're happy to get back to you, give you an evaluation of what you're doing now in the market, see if there's any defense at all. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. And if you'd like to just take a gander at the newsletter, I think looking at that newsletter, you will say, you know what? This guy's on top of what's going on in the market. He puts that newsletter out every weekend. You can get the newsletter by going to our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. From my mouth to God's ears, I think the market, the S&P, Dow, NASDAQ, all put in the bottom yesterday.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.